Well, Stuart, how's it going?
It's going well, Mundo. Thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty sure you are pretty busy with looking at the school board, so let's kick things off with that.
Yes, so for the past month, a couple of former school board members had tried to make a recall election happen for three of the board members, but a week ago, one of those board members that was being questioned about being sent into a recall stepped up and resigned at the last school board meeting, thus effectively ending the recall.
So what happens next? I mean, you've got one person that resigned. What about the two others?
At this point, since the three that were called into question seemingly had the controlling power the entire time, the vote would now be split, because the other two vote one way and the two that were in question kind of tend to vote together as well. So there's no longer that majority of those three having control of the board. So now they will all collectively appoint somebody.
Well, let's talk to Ben Fisher, because Ben is covering, including an open meeting complaint. Ben, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so the New Mexico unit of the Central Arizona Project entity, who's the group behind the controversial proposed diversion of the Gila River, they were deemed in violation of the Open Meetings Act by the Attorney General recently. The complaint had to do with two closed sessions, one in their January meeting, one in their March, in which they were developing a scope of work that they were going to hand to the engineer who would take over for a necessary design component. That scope of work was never revealed to the public until well after the engineer was hired. And so opponents had issue with this and made a complaint with the Attorney General, who fairly quickly ruled that these were, in fact, violations and that all the decisions were invalid. Where this could get tricky is with some deadlines that were put in place for the CAP entity to get this engineer hired. But in speaking with the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government, they said that probably a court isn't going to hold them to that, that if they go back and make these measures official, it'll be fine.
Let's talk about the ISC, because it's something you've been following. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on that and bring us up to date with what's going on with that?
Yes. So the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission is an agency appointed by the governor. And among many other things, they have their fingers on the purse strings of the New Mexico Unit Fund, which is the federal money from the Arizona Water Settlements Act that is being used to fund this proposed controversial diversion of the Gila River. So in their last meeting on Thursday, the ISC approved the CAP entity's budget for fiscal year 2018, which is a bit early, earlier than an agency like the CAP entity would normally have to have their budget ready. But the Legislative Finance Committee recently has decided that they want to keep a little closer eye on the ISC's spending and the ISC's budget themselves. And since the ISC has to give approval over the CAP entity budget, they wanted to see that early. And this is the latest in a series of discussions between Legislative Finance and the Interstate Stream Commission about more oversight.
We appreciate you keeping an eye on that, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you.
All right. Thank you, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.